Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution!
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this on?
So we're on right now.
Are we recording? Oh, yes, we are on. We got a hot mic.
We got a hot show too, Jabes. Jabes against the machine. They can't see it, but you're leaning against your computer real strong. Jabes against the machine. Why do we have a hot show? You might ask. I got a new hot song out. It's called Zimas and Jollies.
Oh, I thought it was because it's 500 degrees.
Well, that too.
Oh, okay.
But the song is dropping at the end of this episode.
Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam. We're ham horning that shit. We're going live. We're getting wet. The video's out on Tuesday or Wednesday. Depends on
Screws Day.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Oh, boy. Woman of 1,000 sound effects.
Woman of 1,000 songs.
She's the best. We the best. I'm having a Zima. It is late. It is real late.
We've got Googie here in the studio.
Mm.
No, we didn't find him, guys. We didn't find him yet.
A lot of hashtag Googies, by the way.
Pound sign pound sign find Googie.
Wow. A lot of pound sign find Googies.
I know. People are on the Googie train.
Yeah. They're fine. They're looking
for
Googie.
I'm going to actively start looking for him.
You should.
I'm going to call my mom and see and follow that trail, follow that rabbit hole.
You should.
Right down the Googie hole.
Yeah. Could lead you right into a cereal mystery.
Here's what would be crazy.
The next cereal, Googie on cereal.
You know I love a good investigative reporting.
He named himself and now he's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Googie.
Something. I hope that he's not like some super successful, like totally bougie dude, right? That like changed his name.
Forbes 500.
He's like, my parents were such hippies. I had to get out of there.
You know, it's weird you say that. There was a guy in my high school that I was friends with who was the biggest stoner of mankind. I've never, to this day, hadn't met a bigger stoner.
Sure.
That's it. Like, I thought he was fucking brain dead in high school. Like, literally fucking brain dead. I was like, yo. I mean, he had a 2.1, like, barely. And it's like in high school, to get a 2.1, it's just, you might as well be fucking borderline retarded in that regard.
Oh,
Yeah.
No.
Well,
no, totally. Because like whoever gets that, like I know what you're saying, dude. Because like,
Jables.
Ew. Because like, ew, gross. No, I didn't. I didn't. Seriously.
Okay. So
maybe for attendance 1 year, but like, No.
So he, no lie. He had a 2.1 and he was trying to raise it to a 2.2. He was just like, look, colleges won't accept anybody under a 2.2. And I don't know if that's the case or not. But anyways, I was like, all right, cool. Good luck with that, man.
man.
Yeah, man.
That's how you
good
used
luck
to
with
talk.
That. Smoke your marijuana, man.
All right, sir. Well, I'll see you on the quad, at the quad.
Yeah. So anyways, right after spring break is kind of when all the college letters came in of where you got accepted to.
Sure.
So that Monday after spring break, everybody came into their homeroom and was talking about, oh my God, where'd you get in?
Right.
Jokingly, because I had, by the way, submitted to like 60 schools. Reason being,
numbers game.
No. You got to get out of class if you did a college application at the time.
Sweet.
Therefore, I submitted to like 60 so I could get out of class. No lie, I got into like fucking 57 schools. So anyways, I looked at homeboy, fucking dipshit. Well, for the purposes of the show, we'll call him
Joe. We'll call him home shit. What?
Call him Joe.
Joe.
his name also might have been Joe. I'm not going to say his last name because Joe is such a common name that's congratulations. It could have been 60 of you at my high school. Okay. So Joe comes in and I was like, hey, man, jokingly like, hey, where'd you get into school? And he goes, oh, man, you're not going to believe this. I fucking got into Georgia Tech. And
what?
I was like, what? Georgia Tech is impossible. I mean, absolutely fucking impossible. You have to be Asian to get into fucking Georgia Tech. Like,
right.
It's one of the best technical institutes in the lands. I mean, you're looking at MIT, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech. There's only a handful where you're just like, wait, what? What do you mean you got into Georgia Tech? Like, no one gets into Georgia Tech.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, it was the weirdest thing, man. You know, I guess I did pretty well on my SATs. And I was like, the fuck did you get on your SATs? You get a 1520.
Dang.
Yeah. At a 1600. And I was like, what? You got a 1520? I go, Joe, you have a 2.1. And he's like, nah, man, I raised it to a 2.2 grade. You have a 2.2? I don't give a fuck. You have a 2.2 grade average. And you got a 1520 in your essay. What the fuck?
It's very rare to be like someone that's kind of dumb like that, not motivated, but a great test taker. Like, it's usually the other way around. Yes. I'm really smart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got it. I have an even better story about him. Went to college, Georgia Tech, realized how hard it was, stopped smoking weed altogether, and is now a fucking doctor.
Him and Googie work together.
I know.
Dang.
So he's a high-powered doctor, and it was just like, now, apparently, because somebody else told me this at like a reunion, they were like, yo, now he looks back at the period of his life, and he's just like, oh, I've got a 7:30 tea time. Like, that was a fun time in high school when I used to smoke marijuana with my friends.
Yeah,
I've got a 7:30 tea time. And you're like, What the fuck?
Right.
I mean, it's possible. Anything is possible.
Anything's possible. And I like the people that get it out of the way and out of their system early. But you have to be a certain kind of smart and a certain kind of person to like get those out. But, and then like still.
Here's my problem with it. You know those people that you grew up with who were the first people to smoke weed and just that was their fucking, that was their
That's
life.
That's not who I'm talking about.
No, but this guy was. So I am shocked where I was just like,
okay, how he figured. He should have been a burner.
Yeah.
Okay.
How he figured that out in this haze of fucking burn. Because he was the guy in like ninth grade who was smoking weed. We were like, yo, why the fuck are your eyes like that? Oh man, I'm smoking this new thing called weed. And you're like, wait, what the fuck is that? Like, he was the guy who was like the first one to really smoke weed on a daily basis. Yeah. Where you're like, wake and bake. What the fuck is that? Man, I wake up and I smoke weed. And you're like, what?
So what you're saying is you were not smoking weed as
I was
a
not.
Freshman.
No.
Sophomore?
No. Nowhere near it. I don't think.
Junior?
No.
High school?
I think it was a senior. I think it was a end of junior year, beginning of senior year. But again, Georgia, we don't have it. So we didn't have it growing up.
Well, nobody had it.
Well, when I got to college, everybody had it.
So you're saying because I grew up in California, we just had it?
Yes. So you guys could grow more properly, where it was like in Georgia, if you got popped with that was a serious federal. I mean, it was a federal offense.
It was a federal offense in California, too.
Well, you were in California, though.
Oh, so.
California dream. And the skies are blue. And
California. You always had a party.
Yeah. So, like, in Georgia, it was still like, yeah. Because I remember I didn't see coke until end of senior year. I didn't see coke. What about you?
That was a later thing as well.
Yeah. So I didn't see coke
senior year
senior
or
years,
right
like,
after
whoa.
High school. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you doing cocaine?
No, no, no.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we were more like mellow drug.
We were too, but like there was always a few people who push it to the limit.
Now I'm acid, ecstasy. All that stuff. High school. I think maybe that's a California thing too.
Yeah, I think so because we didn't like ecstasy was nowhere near us.
Right.
Acid was because you still had the fish dead crowd where it was just like, oh hey, you know, but yeah, that was fucking Joe, man. And by the way, you don't know him because you know a few Joes.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't know him. And
well, I didn't think you were talking about.
No. But to this day, I was like, shit. And like, I even heard for the reunion, like he was so fucking busy that he couldn't even, you know, attend it. You know, because it was at a heart thing or some bullshit like that. So.
Was that a heart
who
thing?
Who fucking knows, man?
What does that even mean?
What
you
I know
can't
is,
even like make up. Something that he would be at. He's at a heart thing.
Somebody said, you know.
Anyways.
You know, when you get to these things, it's like, oh, anything. Anywho.
Mr. Boombastic.
You know what was funny, though, at my high school reunion, Mr. Boombastic, was.
I like to throw things out like that.
Every. Because you're about to go to your. You'll probably have a reunion soon, I would imagine.
Couple
years, right?
Maybe, yeah, a couple years.
Everybody there, girl-wise.
I mean, I'm not going to go, but yeah.
Okay. Everybody there, girl-wise, was on this like crazy diet, you know, to get ready for the reunion.
Sure.
And like people were just dropping like flies. Like one girl had a fucking tablecloth over her head.
Yes, yes, yes.
I took a picture of it.
Because they were starving themselves.
Yes.
And also they had mom tolerance, which is a real thing.
I know.
It's a real thing, you guys.
And at that point, we didn't have a child yet. Like... We had a child, but he was, I think, one years old at that point. So it was like, ah.
And so it was more like I had the child, but you didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you really don't know. You're like, cool. How real is it? Because you don't know. I don't think you realize mom tolerance until like 2 or 3 years in where you're just like, oh, shit. I don't do that anymore. But these people clearly did not. Where it was just like, oh.
Here's
boy.
How you figure out mom tolerance. So like after you have a kid, you're like, woo, I'm back. Yeah, yes. And yeah. like you aren't back.
You're not back, yeah.
You haven't drinking anything for a year. More.
Right.
And so you're just like, and the whole thing happened. You made a person out of food, and then you try and drink the same way.
Right.
And you try and be like, oh my God, I really need a drink. I haven't had, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how it starts. And then you realize then that you can't go hard the way that you used to be able to. And then also, there's just always this thing in the back of your head. Like you can't get called to the hospital and be fucking like drunk. You know what I mean? Like
sure.
There's this tiny thing that's like, I can't black out.
Right.
Because if something happens and I have to go to the hospital for whatever reason, the
sure.
kid breaks something, wakes up sick, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Child Protective Services. Right.
Well, look, there was more than a handful of moms at this thing that kids would have been ripped away from them. At the high school reunion.
That's not to say that we don't fucking deserve it every once in a while.
No.
A great little mom wasted, pound sign mom wasted, out night. You got to have it. You got to do it. And it's almost to remind yourself, like, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are not allowed.
I know. I hear all that.
Why are you saying that like that?
I guess because I saw it firsthand, where it's like I felt bad, you know, I felt bad
for me.
No,
oh.
for the moms in general.
Oh,
where it's like
this reunion.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where the moms used to party, and you could tell they had really
Don't
saved up for this
bad.
One night. No,
yeah.
They'd saved up for this one night, and it went real south real quick.
We don't need your sympathy, dude.
I know.
We know that we're ridiculous,
picture,
and we don't fucking care. The thing that we're doing is banding all together and being like, get mom wasted, girl. It's cool.
I posted a picture with one of my friends with the tablecloth over her head. She's a mom of three now.
Ooh.
Yeah. And she's not talked to me since. She's not talking
since, since you posted that. Yeah. Why did you post that?
Because it was a funny thing of like it was something
was it wasn't like oh,
it was
she's...
exactly what we would have posted in high school. Like
yeah.
It's the exact same thing.
Was she really mad about that?
I don't know. to this day, I don't know. I don't know.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
Reunion is akin to like office Christmas party, right? Like shit is gonna go down, and you're gonna be
you think it is
embarrassed.
Well,
or?
Here's the thing: you think it is, but truthfully, it isn't the same as high school. And here's why: like all these places are rented like 7 to 10, so it's just like, oh hey man, like
oh okay, you can't really
no.
Did you guys
so,
like
yeah yeah
all they, go they, out after
yeah? Well, here's the thing: so they closed it down
right
at 10, and they were like, grab your shit, get out of here. Like this is fuck, you know, you guys are done. And I was just like, motherfucker, I'm an adult.
Right.
You don't tell me I'm done at this other place. Mm-hmm. It's like, how much do they rent this for? Like,
did you say you're not
fuck
the
you.
Boss. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And there was a few of us who got lippy who were like, yo, we'll give you money. Just keep this open for another hour. Like, cause we don't feel like taking Ubers or cabs to some other fucking place. Luckily a friend of ours, mom, literally is
oh
boy. You want to take it back to high school?
Here we go.
Let's take it back to high school. A friend of ours mom who owned this Italian restaurant was just like, hey guys, I have bands play at my restaurant now, like Monday or Friday, Saturday, Sunday. She was like, you guys can all come over here and get fucked up. I don't give a shit.
That sounds amazing. What
it
are you
was.
Talking about?
But
yeah.
We all, you know, you lose half the crowd in that. Because half the you gotta we're all piling in each other's cars. It felt like it was after a football game where you were like, all
right,
cool.
Right.
I was piled in the back of a station wagon. It was a friend of mine, another friend. She had three kids.
Mm-hmm.
I sat in one of the kids' seats. So I sat in the seat. Like,
I have a picture of my friend doing that.
Yeah, yeah. And we laughed about it. It was like, oh, man, life has changed.
Right.
But it was really funny. We go over there and we're fucking raging with, you know, at this Italian restaurant or whatever. And like, we end up having a really good time going to fucking Waffle House afterwards or whatever. But you lose half the crowd in that chain and you're still like, all right, cool. People can party forever. Like, I mean, I could, obviously. there was probably 10 or 15 of us that were just like, yo, still the same. Nothing. Everybody else gone. I mean, just gone. Like,
yeah.
My bro friends, like, we were in it, and it was just like, all right, cool. Like,
sure, because guys can drink better than girls.
Yes, but it also depends on what you're doing in life. My bro friends that could hang, like, no kids, no nothing. They were just like, yeah, I don't want to live forever. Yeah. You had Jax, luckily, so it was like, all right, cool. I'm good. I'm good to go.
I did not. I was in Denver partying my face off.
That's right. You were. Who had our child?
We might have
my
left.
My mom or your mom.
We might have left a little hamster feeder in the crib, but I was there for Series Fest, which is actually becoming a thing. So it's like the Sundance for TV shows.
TV shows.
Unfortunately, it's in Denver. But no, it was in like the downtown, like super fun, actually.
Sure, sure.
But
downtown Denver's fun.
It is fun.
It's a good time.
So yeah, we both didn't have kids. Blam, 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 blam. I don't know what song that is.
Yeah, we met up someplace else, but New Orleans, I believe.
That we met?
Yeah.
That we met up?
Yeah.
For a screening of
Helen Keller. Screening of Helen Keller in Alabama, I did.
Life is weird.
Life is really weird.
Where did we meet up, though?
You and I met in New Orleans.
Okay.
I had a screening of Keller. Fuck, I had to drive to Alabama the next day, hungover, and go screen Helen Keller versus Nightwolves.
Yeah, but that looked like a really cool little screening. Yeah.
It was fun. You know what? There was a guy who brought Vicodin for everybody in the theater.
That's right.
Dead serious. It was a blast. It was actually one of my favorite screenings. James Burton. One of the producers on that. He lived in Alabama.
He's cool, dude.
Great dude. Him and his wife, Laura.
They have a theater at their big, huge...
They were friends with the theater, and like they had a screening there, and it was just fucking rad. This dude bought Viking. It was a blast. Really great time. Shit. Once again, by the way, we just keep going.
I know.
We have sponsors, man.
We have fucking sponsors.
Who pay for this shit.
They pay for us to be rant on the air about fucking bullshit.
Otherwise, it'd just be the fucking two of us, dude.
Yeah.
Me wearing your underwear.
I know. How do those feel, by the way? Silky smooth.
Snug.
Snug.
Snug as a bug in a rug. We got straightrazors.com. No sound effect?
I have never done a sound effect for the razors, but would you like me to start?
Why not? That's great. Really great. Yeah.
That's like a razor.
It's like a Tarantino movie. Yeah. Big fan of that. StraightRazors.com.
That was somebody getting cut.
Promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off or you're going to die.
Fuck you.
StraightRazors.com is the best shave in all of the land. Some might say of all time. No lie. Everybody asks me, Ross, how do you keep that baby face of yours? How do you keep your skin like that? StraightRazors.com. They've got the finest razors in the biz. They've got the number one ranked aftershave and number one ranked cologne. And they've got these DOP kits, man. If you have one of these kits, it is literally like living in Tombstone. It is one of the nicest, finest kits you will ever have. And if you haven't used a straight razor before, they got safety ones. They are the fucking shit. Go to straightrazors.com, type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Support the show, support straightrazors.com. Just get a bottle of their aftershave, get a bottle of Smolder and try it out. If it isn't the best you've had, you can punch me in the dick next time you see you. I use it every time. Every time. Straightrazors.com, REVOLUTION, 20% off. Fuck you.
You're such a dick.
Next up is Strike Force. energy.com.
Oh wait.
You just took a real deep inhale.
Because James. I was thinking that it was going to be the same as the straight razor because I'm like
no, it's not.
But then before for the straight razors I was like
Yeah.
So it was that was my hesitation and I'm sorry.
Both start with STR. And you played yourself, dude. You played yourself. So let's hear your strike
first
noise.
Don't come for me, bro.
Yeah,
that's a strike force coming at you the way that just like you're coming at me even though I didn't send for you.
Yeah, strikeforceenergy.com is all your energy needs. Talking about a little tiny tin pouch full of energy. You can rip off the top and put it in all liquids. You can put it on skins. You can put it on pets. StrikeForceEnergy.com is the finest pack of energy you'll ever need in your life.
This is a weird show. I'm sorry, Strikeforce.
Is it? I'm not.
We have to apologize to Strikeforce because they are amazing.
They are amazing. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. It'll change your life. They ship everywhere in the entire world. They have a subscription of the month club.
Don't be a fucking loser and not.
They also will double. They have this thing where if you go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. They'll send you a fake 8-year-old girl for take your daughter to work day. And you can just take your daughter to work with this cardboard cutout.
I don't know where that was going.
Of an 8-year-old. And it's a really nice
cardboard
thing.
Cardboard cutout. Okay, good.
It's a nice thing you can take.
That is nice.
And she's holding a box of Strikeforce. She's like, Daddy, are you sleepy? No, we've got Strikeforce.
Right.
Just use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Mm-hmm. Do it. Just fucking do it. Last but not least, we have a knight. She cries while he rides a steed. Jobless.
Oh. Well, how did it start?
You are beautiful in every single way.
Blue.
At night she cries while he rides a steed. The first ever romance novel for dudes is the funniest book ever written by Ross Master Antonio Orenthal James Patterson. It is like Airplane, Scarface,
Fried Green Tomatoes. I never understand Master Antonio. What is
Fried
this?
Green Tomatoes?
Yes, Fried Green Tomatoes. Oh, Tandy. Any Tandy movie.
Any
Tandy movie you can think of, it's better than that.
Buy it on Amazon.com. Look, it's in bookstores everywhere. It's sold out a lot of places, but just get it on fucking Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com or Walmart.com. You never understood what?
Master Antonio?
So there was a girl as a youth that a woman, actress that I loved as a youth. You ever seen Color of Money?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know who exactly you're talking
the
about.
The woman who played Tom Cruise's girlfriend in that movie.
I think you're thinking of Rain Man, though.
No. I'm thinking of Color of Money.
Okay.
And her name was Elizabeth Master Antonio.
Okay. I'm going to have to double check.
You should.
Will.
She would answer the door with her shirt wide open. She'd be like, tits out.
Oh, okay.
And then finally, Mary Elizabeth Master Antonio was her full name, by the way.
Okay.
Big fan of Mary Elizabeth.
Yes.
Master Antonio.
Yes. I'm just trying to.
But by the way, Master Antonio is one word. Jesse, look at me. Eye to eye.
I see it.
Eye to eye. Master Antonio.
I see it, dude, right here.
One word.
What else was she in?
One word. She's been in a million things. But
oh my gosh.
As a kid.
Abyss. She was in Abyss.
Yeah. As a kid.
She was like
one
the
of the
main
first
girl
titties I saw.
No. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
That was the first titty.
One of the first
cool
titties I saw was Mary Elizabeth Master Antonio.
Okay. That's a super cool story. Robin Hood. The Costner, Robin Hood.
Bro,
oh my
she was in everything.
Gosh.
She was in fucking everything.
All right, I get you now.
So
I got you now.
Don't try to fucking play yourself, dude. Mary Elizabeth Master Antonio is one of the finest actors we've ever had.
Yes.
In our entire lifetime.
Yes, Scarface. I mean, when your body of work is fucking
Scarface Robin Hood,
Color of Money.
Fuck you, dude.
Oh, man.
She brings the business, dude. And you guys
know her from Robin Hood,
you
too.
Try to take
She's
your pants
princess,
and
yeah.
shit on me. You try to pull your pants down and shit on me for Mary Elizabeth, Master Antonio.
Everything I do.
Yeah.
Do for you.
By the way. One thing
I was just
going
to score your speech, whatever.
I know. But one score that you're not giving me is Michael Jackson.
What do you mean?
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Did you hear about his fucking album was up for sale?
No, I don't, because I don't like him and I don't keep up on his shit.
Oh my God.
I am not a Michael Jackson fan.
Come
we
on,
know this.
Man.
I actually met one person that was like, only one.
Dude, there was a bunch of people who have railed on you for that, by the way.
But I did meet one person that was like, yes, yes. It was a guy.
Not true.
No, I met one person that was like, I'm sure it's only me and you, but I'm with you. I'm with you.
No.
I don't like him.
No.
Okay, so what's going on with your boy, Mikey J?
Michael Jackson, this is a fucking wild story, actually. So he had this like weird, like, and you've seen it too on documentaries and shit like that. Like, he had this family in New Jersey with his buddy. Remember his weird buddy who was like this weird gimpy buddy who was just like, man, Michael is my boy. Michael is my favorite guy. And I did it fucking awesome.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was this weird guy that he was friends with and his family. Who kind of took him in, like his own family?
Okay,
like didn't take him in, but this weird guy from New Jersey who was always hanging out with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes him in. They'd been friends for years, and like if you go through these documentaries, you'll see them interview this one like weird Italian guy, and you're like, man, I don't understand who this guy is. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
And the guy's name is like Sicalo or something like that.
Okay.
Or Sicarus.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you fact check that for me? So apparently in New Jersey, while he was at his house, he recorded an entire fucking album, mixed it, mastered it, the whole shit. And it was like considered to be a lost album.
At his buddy's friend?
At his buddy's
his
house.
Buddy's house,
in New Jersey, yeah. In New Jersey. So he had this fucking album. And he put it up for auction this week.
Okay.
And the opening bid was $1 million. $1 million, but along the lines of the Wu-Tang album, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the Wu-Tang album went for, you know, $1 or $2 million to whatever it was for that farmer guy, Shrekki or Shakrally or whatever his fucking name was. Martin Shakrally. Remember that guy, the fucking AIDS drug guy who just jacked up all the prices of AIDS drugs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that one, he could do whatever he wanted to with it. So if he wanted to give it away to the public, he could. If he didn't, he didn't have to, and he didn't. He's never given any of that album away. This guy.
What's his name? Or whatever.
What's his first name?
Eddie?
Yeah.
Eddie Casicchio?
That's it. Casicchio.
Yeah. Well, C-A-S-C-I-O.
Casicchio.
okay. It's probably not that bad.
Nah, but we're going with
it. Yeah.
So anyways, Homeboy puts this album up for sale for $1 million, starting at $1 million. We heard it got up to $2 million within like 2 minutes. And then suddenly it got ripped from the thing.
This is like why I hate him.
Wait.
Okay, go ahead.
This isn't Michael Jackson.
I know.
This guy who owns it.
This picture of him with this like weird second family.
Yeah,
No.
It's weird, right? So wait. Here's what gets even weirder. For this money, you're not allowed to give it to anyone. No one else is allowed to hear it unless they're over at your house. It has to be in a personal living space, and you've got to listen. It's only for a personal listening. You can't record it on phones. You get sued if any of it gets out. You can only have it for yourself.
God, I can't even liken that to anything else.
And
you might
say, oh wait, this is probably bullshit. But it's not. Every Billboard, like Billboard, for example, has the entire track list. They're like, here's the track list. Monster, number one track. Breaking News, Stay. Keep Your Head Up. Everything's Just Fine. Black Widow, Burn Tonight. All I Need, Water, Let Me Fall in Love, Ready to Win, Soldier Boy.
Sorry, Dominic Cassio.
You fucking asshole. You fucked up the whole show now. So anyways, this album that has the full tracks, so it's not bullshit. And people have heard this and they were like, dude, it's actually pretty incredible. It's up for sale. It immediately starts bidding up at $2 million and then it disappears from the ether. Nobody has a story from it. The Casicchio family, nor anybody else. Nobody knows what has happened to this. The rumor is that the Michael Jackson estate came in at the last second and was just like, fuck it, we'll pay for whatever this is. We want these tracks. Because apparently they're sitting on a vault of Michael Jackson music. And what they're doing with it,
so
nobody knows.
Fucking weird, dude.
Because apparently he's got like 400 or 500 songs in this vault. So nobody knows what they're going to do with it. Whereas Tupac had a shit ton of songs.
Right.
And they were like, yo, how good are these songs? Oh, they're done? Great. Mix them and
put
fucking
them the
release
fuck
them. Yeah.
Out.
And
yeah.
He had like 19 hits.
Not
after
this weird ass
yeah.
fucking.
Remember, I see no changes. All I see is, you know, like.
Yeah. To where you're like, that's what sparked the rumors of him being alive. Because it was
yeah.
like, they were so good. They were so done. You're like, what?
Remember that one interview too? Tupac's talking about Trump. He's like, "Yo, man, I don't understand.
Oh, I know. That
people
was
like
so
Donald
weird.
Trump can have all
you
this
like
shit in his
Trump
life
now." Yeah.
And you're just like, "Whoa,
yeah,
that was 25 years ago. You could still be saying the same thing now, Tupac."
Yep.
So my question is this: because after hearing this, I don't know what the fuck happened to this album. I don't know what's going to happen with this album. Chances are we're not going to hear shit because the family. Rumor has it the estate is making about $154 million a year. Off of Michael Jackson. To throw this guy $2 or $3 million and shut the fuck up and take this album is probably nothing for them.
Right.
So they probably have it and they're like, all right, great. In 5 years, we're going to release like 9 million songs on a catalog. Same as Prince. That's my prediction with Prince too, by the way. Because his shitty family now owns all that music that he didn't want out there.
And they're going to put it out?
I guarantee it. Guarantee it. Is there anybody, if you were rich enough,
okay,
one like an artist that you'd be like, yo, I am the only person to hear this album. I want this album for me and nothing else. Who is it? What band is that?
Besides the Bloodhound Gang.
Jesus Christ, are you
what?
Are you kidding me? Besides what was that band that was like?
Besides Crash Test Dummies.
Yeah.
Once there was a girl who wouldn't change in room with the other girls, and once
got it.
So don't. Are you saying don't sing the whole thing, keep going?
The rest
I can't really hear you. Are you saying go or no?
Good on the rest of it.
Okay. So,
what band is that for you? If you were that fuck, because you have to be fuck you rich to be like, yo, I want my own album and that's it.
That, like, the unreleased.
Yes. Nobody else will ever hear it.
No
it's
one
just
else
you.
Will ever hear
just
it.
Just you.
Just me.
Just you. Because this is essentially what this album is.
Right.
You can have some buddies over.
Right.
But nobody else can hear it.
I don't know. Like, at this point, would it be like Led Zeppelin? Like,
I don't know.
It would have to be something that's like royalty. Like, I can't.
Because here's the other thing.
On par with Michael Jackson, but not shitty ass Michael Jackson.
At this point in life, with your friends, nobody your own age can agree on music either. Where as a kid, everybody could
that's
agree.
That's a whole nother conversation, but yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's a
so
deep
like,
dive.
As a kid, everybody knew the same music, same artists, same shit.
Yeah.
As you get older, I find, maybe you have too, like in my own circles of friends, nobody listens to new shit anymore. Like, so everybody's kind of, like if you go over to somebody's house for a party, mm-hmm. it's Pandora, like fucking college or high school, whatever they were.
Yeah.
I don't find anybody who's listening to new shit. Cause like me, I'd be like, yo, it's probably Lil Wayne. Like I
want
to hear the Carter.
So you would want Lil Wayne.
The Carter Five.
Lil Wayne, sorry.
The Carter Five at this point. But like in my life, if you're asking me, like of all time, I would probably say like a Rolling Stones album. Like, hey, give me a
obviously.
Give me a Stones album
would,
from the 70s that I know you have.
Yeah.
Like that I know that they were just like, these were tossed songs.
Yeah.
From like Exile and Main Street, some other shit.
Yeah.
So I'd say it's Stones. If you're asking me today what it is, it's Carter Five, similar because, fuck, man, that's all you hear about.
Right.
But I would say of all time, give me a Stones album that's not released.
That no one's ever heard. That's what I'm
not
saying.
One song.
Not Carter Five. Yeah.
Well, no one's heard Carter Five
either.
Oh,
okay.
It's stuck.
Okay.
It's stuck with management It's been done for 3 years. They can't put the goddamn album out. It's become the Chinese Democracy.
You know what would be a good one? Dre. This
Detox.
Album.
Yeah.
Detox. Like, this album that won't come out. Like, that would be the ultimate royalty move of, like, the ballerest shit of all time if he was just like, listen, I'm not going to put it out. But if a true fan.
Yeah.
A true fan. A true you can't fan. Let yeah, anyone yeah, else yeah, hear it, yeah. dude. This album, bam, this album, album is so bam, personal bam, or whatever bam, yeah. that literally I can't put it out to everyone because yeah. I can't handle the scrutiny, right?
Right.
I literally need my biggest fan.
Yep.
And maybe he wouldn't even like make him pay that much.
Like a
certain, listen, Dre's good. Dre's good, okay?
But he's been working on this album for 12 years.
I know,
years.
But Dre's okay money-wise, okay? We saw the he's fucking
fine.
Thing.
He's fine.
Fine.
But.
So he doesn't have to sell it for billions, millions. It could be like.
I think Dre's a guy, though, who wants the record. So it's like, hey, I want to beat Wu-Tang. I think if you gave Dre $5 million for that album, he'd give it up. If you couldn't
yeah.
release it. If
yeah.
you couldn't release it.
Yeah.
But like, you don't have dang. Your. Who's your go-to? Who's your fucking dude?
Who's my dude what?
Of all time. Like, who's. You know,
of all time,
yeah,
all time.
One album.
I go like Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks. Like I'm like dumb. I'm not dumb.
Bob Dylan.
I'm not dumb, but
you
I like
are dumb.
Like really
You're real dumb.
Or the band.
The band I can give you.
Okay.
I can't give you Dylan. Like that's too.
I have my reasons.
Dylan gives away everything.
I have my reasons, but the band. Like
what
the
are you? Oh, what are your reasons, Jabes? What are your reasons?
I have my reasons. Like music is nostalgic, and music makes you think of people
it is.
And
so
things
why do you
and
want,
time.
Why, but why do you want the Bob Dylan album? Like tell
Bob
people.
Dylan is my dad. Like Bob okay. Dylan is like working on stuff in the garage, and Bob Dylan's just like you know you're he's
Yay.
Clearly smoking
yeah.
weed
yeah.
and just listening to like and specifically Blood on the Tracks, and I had that was like my first record that I ever. Owned or bought because
that's a great story. Why are
dad.
You ashamed of that?
Because it's not like you know Dylan's still alive and he's actually like because he hasn't faded away. He's like you know what I
he
mean.
He should have faded
he
away.
He didn't go
way.
Out on top. So yeah. oh, or like Neil Young, dude. Like oh fuck, like
Neil
that
Young's
would be
yeah.
an amazing
yeah
album. Like these are. Things that I had like on vinyl first and that they're just the sound your dad rock
sure
why it's called dad rock because
nah,
it's just
it.
Like the sounds coming from the garage
right yeah, yeah.
you know that
Absolutely.
Like make your whole make sound the soundtrack to your memories basically
sure
so it, yeah it's not dumb it's just not awesome or baller or anything like that but to me that's what I would want
but it doesn't have to be awesome
that's
or
what
baller.
I want
that's the thing like,
because
dude,
it would be cool to my
stone
it'd be
70s,
cool to my
like,
dad
yeah.
do you know what I mean
Right.
Like you think about that. Like who would you invite over to like listen to this fuck hey guys, like it would either have to be something baller like Dre or Lil Wayne where it's like
See, I'm selfish.
You guys come over and listen, you know.
Music wise, I'm selfish.
You're not caring about the baller aspect.
No. And I'll tell you why. I you ever put a Facebook post up about music or tweet about music?
I don't really do that shit.
Right. Because it's so
but any of it.
It's
but
so
yeah.
polarizing
yeah, yeah.
that for whatever reason, music in general
mm-hmm.
is so polarizing that people really love certain genres of music and hate others. So therefore, no matter who you put up, if you're a heavy metal fan, you're put you know, man, I
yeah.
fucking love the new
right.
Nine Inch Nails album.
Right.
People be like, man, what the fuck is wrong with
yeah,
you?
It's
like,
dividing.
Yeah, yeah,
it'll divide your.
I mean, I like country. I like yeah. fucking.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. I like rap. Fuck you. I like all this.
Yeah.
And like, we listen to everything across the board, like literally across the board. And, you know, me partially because I score so many fucking movies and all that shit that like, I don't care at all. So like, whenever I see new things by people, I'm always amped because I'll be like, oh man, if it's something truly new, I'll try to go find
yeah.
it. But I read the comments under other people's shit and it's just like,
fuck them. They yeah, suck. Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
They get killed for it. And
yeah.
it's just like, oh
yeah.
God.
So maybe that's a reason why I'm like, oh. Wow.
Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah, to me, it's personal and it's, again, memories. It's not to be like, hey man, did you hear the fucking, are you into Blood on the Tracks? Like, no, I don't care if anyone else ever likes that.
That brings me to my next point.
Okay.
If I was rich enough and I had that Stones album.
Right.
I wouldn't invite anybody.
You wouldn't invite. It's not for them.
No.
You would literally sit by yourself, smoke some weed, get your Zima.
And listen to it by myself.
Yep.
I don't want anybody else over. I like, even for the fact that if I could invite people over, I wouldn't. I would just want to listen to it myself. Dead serious.
Dead serious.
If somebody hit me up and said, hey, I want to listen to this, I would do that and be like, all right, cool. If it really means that much to you. Like today, there was a crazy story that I read. A buddy of mine posted that said it was about a veteran who was had a horrifically fatal disease and he was dying.
Hmm.
And it started with his eyesight and he was blind. And he was going blind. And he looked at his phone.
God, that's like a fucking nightmare.
I know.
Yeah.
So he looked at his phone in the hospital with his wife. And he was waiting for this phone to ring for like 2 hours because he's in hospice. And he looks at this phone. Nobody had called. Nobody had texted. And he goes, I guess no one wants to say goodbye to me. So his wife calls into the news station, puts his phone number on the thing and just says, hey, can you call my husband who's in hospice or text him and let him know that somebody out there cares? And I was
none
just
of his friends were fucking calling him or anything.
No. And he did 18 years in the military, two tours in Iraq. And so this story had caught on and gotten big. And like his name was Lee Hernandez. So like today I texted him, sent
That's
him a picture.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sent him a picture of our family. And it said in the article that the wife was going to be reading all the texts.
So don't send boobs
messages
and
emails to
don't
him.
Don't send tips.
He is blind, so he's not going to be able to see them right now. But the wife is going to read all these or whatever. And it was just like, oh, man, that's fucking awesome.
Geez, man, why'd you do that to me, though? What was the point?
I felt like the point of it is like there is moments in your life when you want a lot of people around. There's moments in your life when you don't want anybody around. And it depends on what those moments mean to you as to why you do it. So like if there was an album left that only you could hear or listen to or whatever, like to me, that's a personal thing where it's just like, hey, I'm going to listen to this. And that's that. Like, an outside voice, if somebody said it was shitty, would bother me till the end of this earth.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where it's like you never know what that one piece of thing means in that moment and whatever. Then you have the opposite, where it's somebody like this who's just waiting for people and contact and everything else to come through, and you know you're getting flooded with it, and it's awesome, but it takes something like that to do it. Like I just think every moment in life is different. And it's how you choose to live it or celebrate it. And that's kind of a big deal.
Right.
But like the music thing, you shouldn't feel bad about that at all.
Okay.
Bob Dylan's not a bad one. And like, again, everybody's got their own reasons for all their own shit.
You know, but again, like I was saying, Bob Dylan's not that great anymore.
But here's the thing. If you go back and listen to all his shit, Bob Dylan's one of those artists, if he dies tomorrow, right? They're gonna play his million hits on the radio.
God, I mean,
you're not going to hear
the
his
best
shitty
thing he
live
could do right now is die.
No. Boy, Jabes.
Listen, it's not popular to like Bob Dylan right now.
No,
didn't
it's
he
not.
Like not show it's up, not accept the Nobel? Something?
The Nobel laureate.
Yeah. So he's on a lot of people's shit list, and he's definitely like he's lived too long. Where he's gone to the other side of beloved, which happens a lot.
Yeah.
Because you can really piss people off, dude, in old age. You crotchety little old man.
If he would have bounced 20 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never would have showed up, done anything else ever again.
Oh, man.
Would have gone on as a genius. Probably everybody would have said that's the greatest of all time.
Right.
He is long overstayed his welcome.
Exactly. And that sort of...
And in his interviews, like, he's lost his mind.
I know, man.
So, like, his fucking interviews are weird now, and, yeah.
So, yeah.
You know what else is super weird now? It's fucking Jeff Bezos. We own a shit ton of that Amazon stock, so, like...
We do.
I don't want to crap on his whole life, and we use Amazon every goddamn day. Yeah. Jeff Bezos is on steroids now.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. The guy is fucking jacked.
Like, why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Why not? No, why not? Just
he's
because
he's got that wonky
fucking...
eye. He's got that wonky eye.
Right.
He was probably tired of hearing that comment. Sure. He was just like, motherfucker, I own the biggest company in the goddamn world. Fuck you guys. I'm
going to
fucking
like,
rage up. I'm going to roid up.
It doesn't match.
Does not.
It doesn't match the profile.
It does not match the profile. His
does.
Body,
yes.
His face,
yes,
nothing.
Like, huh.
And it's super fucking weird.
It's always so weird.
Well, for him, it's weird.
It's weird, but people do that where it's like roided body and just like the face of someone that should be just like a weird,
yeah.
nerdy accountant. And you're
well,
like, oh, you know, boy.
Going back to your band earlier was, you know, who got popped for it was Dr. Dre.
For roids?
Yeah. He got popped. There was a sting. And there was a bunch of celebrities who got popped in it. It was about 10.
Who else?
Tyler Perry was the
name,
other one.
Names. Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry
was
the
other one. Looked weirdly like it's a top heavy thing that happens.
Because you remember Dre was always kind of pudgy. He was mm-hmm. never in shape. And all of a sudden, Dre is jacked now.
Yeah.
Tyler
and
Perry.
And looks like the exact same. That's the other thing, too, is like, you know. You look younger.
Yeah.
Because he's doing human growth, right?
Yeah, he's doing
his
age. So Tyler Perry got popped in it. He got jacked as well.
Okay.
Not a shock.
Sure.
But it was just like, it's still weird. You're
I
Tyler
just don't
Perry.
See why it's illegal. But anyway, go ahead.
Me neither. And then
like in
sports,
sure. But.
And then the other one was like, oh, we caught Sylvester Stallone in Australia. It was like, I was like, come on, man.
We found sand on the beach. What? Yeah. What? Yeah.
You could have found Stallone back in 1980 on steroids. Real big shock there. We're going to have to compose ourselves to get over that one.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
Yeah. Like, come on.
That's
now.
The biggest shock of them all. Yeah. Anyone else?
You got popped
crazy?
In like an Australian
no?
airport.
Yeah. Now,
those were the three that kind of rang true where you were just like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
But like, strangely, like, I don't care. I don't
no,
care
I don't care.
Them.
That's what I mean.
Dr.
Like,
Dre looks better on
what?
Steroids.
Everybody should be allowed to do it because it's like smoking. Like
it's
you know,
it's expensive though.
It's expensive. So if you have the money to do it, like what is it's? It seems to me like getting breast augmentation or facelift. Like you know the you know what's going to happen to you.
Yeah, I ran into a friend of mine about a month ago, and I was like, man. Because I was eating like a bunch of salmon one night, and he was just like, "Let's go out and get some beers or whatever." And I was just like, "Man, I can't doing this, shooting this thing." I was like, "I can't." I was like, "I was like, how the fuck do you stay in shape?" And he just looks at me point blank, and he goes, "HGH, man."
Yeah,
and I was like,
it.
"What the fuck?" And he said he injects himself, and I was like, "Well, what?" He said you just hold a pinch of your stomach and inject yourself, and I was just like,
"Yeah,
God damn it, man."
Yes.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Like, I guess it's like there are a lot of them. You would not expect this guy's in HGH where you're like, oh, really? You just seem like you're in okay shape. I mean, I guess he wasn't
okay shape
before. Yeah.
Like, just, not in great shape?
Well,
even?
He wasn't in great shape before, like, at all.
So this was, like, keeping him from, like, being
obese.
I think.
And, like, yeah.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was just like, oh.
So, yeah, what if you took him out and just, like, didn't work out?
I don't know. So I was with him a week. I was with him a week. I saw him work out once, maybe
Can
twice.
Can you mouth
maybe
who
twice.
It is to me? Oh. Huh.
So.
Huh, huh, huh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And like
that person definitely is skinny fat.
Yeah. And his eating habits were not like, man, it was like, yeah, you're having an entire glass of soda with your dinner. Like, it just
nobody
was
passed like
thing.
A certain. You said that to me the other day.
Yes,
we saw
yes.
somebody
drinking
like
a normal
like Coca-Cola. Yes, yes, yes. But like a normal older person. And that's how like. Much food culture has changed from all these like documentaries and stuff like that. Like it is very weird to see someone past a certain age still just pounding a fucking Coke, like not Diet Coke, not nothing, but a soda, right? Yeah. And just like, yes, like this is what I need right now. Yeah. Because it's one of those things that like you either don't do in public. It's either like a hungover, you know, situation, but like to just grab a soda.
Just an ice cold soda.
Yeah.
Just like, what the
It
seems so foreign to me where you're
seems
like,
seems so weird,
what?
Right?
Because if it's not a child, I'm like, what are you doing with a soda?
Yeah, or like a younger person, or like you have fast food in one hand and a Coke in the other.
Non-diet soda?
But just like a non-diet by itself, that was what you chose.
Yep.
Very strange, right? Like we all know that you have to drink water.
Yeah.
Like you grab the water. If you're thirsty, like, and you think you want a sugary drink, there is something wrong with your, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Metabolism, something's happening. So you need to just grab the water. Always grab the water. And we all know that, right?
Yeah. So you go to Bezos. So he's at this fucking mogul retreat in Sun Valley with like Tim Cook and all these guys.
Ew.
He's all roided up. He looks like the fucking weirdo where you're just like, oh. And there's shots of people like staring at him walking down campus. And you're like, oh, you're drinking Coca-Cola as a grown-up right now. But you're just on steroids.
Was Thiel
super
there?
Super weird photo. Oh, Peter Thiel.
Yeah.
Peter
Is it Thiel?
Thiel?
No, I heard Thiel.
It's Thiel.
Okay.
It's Thiel.
Okay.
But I think partially because he has a lisp. And he can't do the
God,
age.
He's such a Theo. Weirdo. He is a real life.
If he makes
villain,
that island in the ocean,
he's a real
you're
life
be amped about
super
it.
Villain.
You're gonna be amped about it. If he makes that island in the
a
ocean,
real...
you're gonna be amped about it. But so Bezos like he starts walking on this campus, you know. There's like Tim Cook and like the other fucking nerd bombers, the president of Twitter, Zuckerberg.
Dork Patrol,
yeah, and they're
literally
just like, ugh. And then Bezos comes walking and he's got a leather bomber jacket on. Sleeves rolled up to his
thinking
elbows.
Thinking he's a...
Roided the fuck up. And you're just like, oh,
thinking he's
shit.
A bully who shoves nerds.
Who shoves nerds.
No, dude. You are the nerd.
Yeah. And now you're trying to shove other nerds.
And now you're trying to shove other nerds. And you need to just stay in your
weird.
Nerd lane, I know.
Because he still had that wonky eye. So you were just like, oh.
Sure.
Bezos.
And like older guy face.
Yeah.
Like CEO face.
Yeah.
Like it's very... specific, right?
Well, here's the thing. To be a CEO of a massive company like an Amazon or an Apple, you got to spend 10,000 hours in your fucking garage. You got to Malcolm Gladwell your fucking garage your whole life. Like, and there's nothing wrong with that at that point.
I sat at the computer one day. Like, I sat at the computer all day today, and it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where, like, if you were that rich and powerful, you literally come out, if you're on camera, and you just sit there, and you're like, hey, guys, I'm well aware of what I look like.
Sure.
I've been working for 80 million hours in my garage, but guess what? You fucking needed this shit. And you'd be like, but nobody does that.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, he's trying to play it off. It's just like, hey, man, you're still Jeff Bezos with the wonky eye, and now you're on steroids.
God.
Yeah. And because I picture it like, you
poor
know,
little nerd.
I picture it like Silicon Valley, where it's just like, hey.
So
hey,
is
man.
He's not Gavin Belson, right? It's
no,
Peter
no.
Thiel.
Yeah. My guess is Peter Thiel.
Yes.
But it's hard to say, and here's why. Like,
Is he maybe, remember the guy, who is it, tall guy, has a podcast now?
Boy, I don't. You just said tall guy with a podcast. Like that
that's
could
on
be
Silicon,
anyone.
No,
could
that's
be
on
me.
Silicon Valley, the older guy. So
I don't
he's
know.
Like the other...
I don't know.
I'm saying that's who he might be.
I don't know. But what I do know is
fuck
this.
You, dude. You don't even fucking
fuck
try and
you,
think of
dude.
It. You don't even try and think of it. You just, oh, I don't know. I don't know.
You literally just said tall guy.
In Silicon, the other guy against Gavin Belson, tall guy, has
no
a podcast.
Idea.
I'm trying to use like,
no
you know, key
idea.
Words for you.
Tall guy. I'm a tall guy.
You're a fucking loser, dude.
You're a fucking loser, dude. but with homeboy, what I hear is this in the Silicon Valley world, by the way. If you're rich enough, like because you've been picked
Tobolowsky.
Go
ahead.
Steven Tobolowsky, the character actor?
Yes, but in Silicon Valley, I was saying he's Bezos.
Yeah, but like there's literally about maybe four people who can name Stephen Tobolowsky by name.
You did the last time when you say, he has a podcast now.
I'm in Hollywood.
I know who
the fucking character actors are. Like, no one else would know who that is.
I know, but I wasn't asking everyone else. I was asking the other person in the room.
We do a show for, I mean, literally 700,000 people.
All right, guys, we're back. Carry on.
700,000 people. And I'm willing to say right now, maybe three of them know who Stephen Tobolowsky is. But here's what I do know about Silicon Valley, by the way. They've grown up in the garages. They've worked a million hours. They do not give a fuck once they have the money. And they're willing to spend that money however the fuck they see fit. And
why wouldn't you get rich?
No. And here's where you get to the point. You start buying people just for the sake of saying you can do it, and then you laugh about it behind their backs. You know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about celebrities. I'm talking about fucking celebrities.
Like Tobolowsky.
No. I'll out one now because I don't give a shit. Yeah. So there's a dirty secret that you can buy out any musician you want. Like Beyonce has been rented out by like Arab families for like bar mitzvahs for like $4 million.
Sure.
But there was a CEO of a company who rented out an actress for a birthday party to simply walk out of the kitchen, sing happy birthday, have this guy blow out the candles, and then pay her to leave. And this actress...
So degrading.
Yes. She thought she was getting the money because she was his favorite guy's actress, whatever. I know the other story where he didn't give a fuck. He just wanted to see how rich he was to see if he could buy out the most famous actress at the time, literally at that time of that week, and say, hey, could I pull her out of production right now for her to come out of a kitchen with a cake and candles and blow the fucking candles? And he did it.
Name names right now.
Eva Longoria.
Who was the other guy? Who was the guy that bought her?
I can't say.
What?
It was a CEO of a company. Because he's still there. Still works.
But how do you know this story? It must have been out somewhere.
It wasn't out anywhere. Somebody used to date work there.
Somebody you used to date work there.
So like the CEO is still the CEO. I don't want to reveal who that is. What I will say is this. Eva Longoria was the actress, and it was Desperate Housewives was on at the time.
Desperate Housewives was at its fucking...
Remember, it was at its peak, like, hottest thing on the planet.
Literally everyone.
Eva Longoria was the hottest actress on the planet.
Everyone dumb was watching it, yeah.
That was the one person. And not only that, but they had sat around, Jabes, no lie, and debated over who was the most like famous actress at the time. And that was the one that was queued up. And like literally she left work. She left production. Went down to Manhattan Beach for this party.
Mm-hmm.
Which is far.
Right.
Came out of the kitchen with this fucking cake candles. Sang happy birthday to an entire room full of strangers. They blew out the candles. And then she left.
I would want to be rich enough to be able to say no to that. Do you know what I mean?
Would you though?
That's
like,
that's the amount of rich that I would want to be. Absolutely. If I was like rich enough to say no to that, then you know you've made it, right?
Yes, but here's the thing: do you look at it like this? And this is the whole reason I'm bringing this up is: do you look at it like Eva Longoria laughed on the drive home, or this guy laughed?
Nope, he laughed.
That's what I think, too.
Yes.
That's what I think, too.
He laughed. No, this is a whole story of Eva Longoria, like, getting whored out. But you would say, you know, she did it to herself. She wanted the money. She went. She didn't have to.
Yeah.
But, like,
and it was
she
cash.
Wasn't making.
I know this for a fact. It was cash.
For sure.
It was
like,
cash.
You have to ask yourself that. Like, what would you, what place would you have to be in your life that you would be able to be like, that sounds super degrading. I'm not going to fucking do that.
I want to say it was at the beginning of season two. And at the time.
But I guess maybe she thought that he was a big fan.
Yes.
So that's the other thing.
Here's the other fucked up
mind thing,
that you start thinking about.
So maybe she didn't get to, you know, because if you know the truth, if you know the truth, you're crying on the way home.
Yeah.
But you're still doing it. So or, like as an actress, I would be like, fuck, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to like cry on the way home because of my life.
I've also known musicians who have taken the money for like bar mitzvahs and shit like that, who are just like, yo, man.
Yeah, but at least it's
this
fans.
Dumb motherfucker paid this for this. Yeah, but even then, so do you look at it from the point of like Eva Longoria, where you're like, I don't give a shit if they don't like this dumb motherfucker just paid me $250,000 to show up and with a birthday and sing happy birthday.
Like
fuck
I said,
you, dude. Like if you look at yourself in the mirror, Jesse Wiseman, you look at yourself in the mirror. If somebody paid you $250,000, because I know this also. She was there for less than an hour, in and out. Somebody paid you $250,000 less than an hour. Do you do it because in your mind you look at yourself and be like, yo, man, somebody just paid me fucking $250,000 to sing happy birthday and walk out? Fuck them.
Yeah, if I thought they were fans.
But what if they weren't?
If they weren't,
it's $250,000
it would
cash.
Feel really gross.
Cash.
It would.
There's a lot of things that would feel really gross
that I don't do. For money that I could do. Thank you very much. And so could you, but we don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Quarter mil. Cash.
I don't know.
Straight cash, homie.
From here, from where I sit, no. You know? Because I'm just listening to this story and I don't actually have to like
do it.
To make this you know, decision, but if I had to, you know, I think of myself, you know what I'm thinking? She was on a show, but I'm thinking of myself as like a struggling, whatever, on the struggle bus.
Well, I can tell you this. She did it. It was like the top of like season two. Everybody was hyped about the new season. And she was unknown virtually until
you
this
get
fucking
on that
thing started. So like,
yeah. You get on that cycle too of press and this. It was like, it might have just been on her fucking.
You know the fucked up thing though is like, because she's had an amazing, unbelievable career at this
with
point
and made zero talent
and made a shit ton of money. She produces a ton of shows.
Mm-hmm.
She probably looks back on that now and laughs.
Yeah.
I think.
Maybe.
I think so. I think so.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Again, are you saying that she knew the story or not?
I you know what? I have no confirmation.
So if she didn't know. She's probably not.
I have no confirmation if she knew or didn't know. Yes. Come on. You're singing happy birthday at a restaurant? It's something you don't forget. Something you don't forget.
If you're singing happy birthday at a restaurant?
For strangers? Somebody paid you $250,000 to come out with a cake lit up and sing happy birthday in front of a room full of strangers? Like,
I guess you remember it, but if you think it's a fan, it goes right into the file of like
toilet
pictures and everything that you've had to do with fucking fans. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. I don't know. She wasn't nominated for an Emmy. The Emmys the nominations are out, Jabes.
Yeah.
Who you got?
For what?
Who's your faves this year? Big Little Lies, by the way, ended up getting nominated for
good on them.
Everything in the your favorite got nominated too.
Girls,
Shailene Woodley.
She did not.
She did.
What?
Yeah, they all got nominated.
What did she get nominated?
Supporting, I believe.
And they got what? They all got supporting.
Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman got best
okay,
actresses.
Good.
I actually think Nicole Kidman should win across the board. Like, she was phenomenal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Reese is so fucking
Girls
good,
did not
too.
Get nominated this year.
Yeah, the mom did.
The mom did. I don't give a fuck about the mom. Lena Dunham did not, nor did the show. So, good night and good luck, Lena Dunham. Good night and good luck,
I'm still
Lena
pissed
Dunham.
Shailene fucking Dudley.
A lot of people were questioning Game of Thrones, but it was not eligible because of the way the seasons are, so it was not able to be nominated for anything. Hmm. But This Is
what
Us.
Else?
This
yeah.
Is Us got nominated for a bunch of shits.
Of course.
Better Call Saul.
Of course.
Which I'm amped about.
Nice.
And Atlanta.
Oh, thank God.
And Westworld led the way, which, look, 10 out of 12 episodes of Westworld were amazing.
Yeah,
the last two, I hated the ending of Westworld. I might be unpopular in that opinion, but I fucking hated the ending of Westworld. Up until that point, it was one of the greatest.
It's not the end. It's starting again.
The season finale, like, it pissed me off.
But season finales are not, okay. It's not the end of the whole show, though.
Either way.
You can't really.
No.
What about Bloodline? Anything?
No. I have not heard about Bloodline, actually.
The fuck? Are you serious?
Dude. The last two episodes of Bloodline, same thing. Look, that'll ruin a show, man. That'll ruin a show.
All right. What else did I watch?
But Atlanta, by the way.
Oh.
I'm going to talk about Donald Glover, best actor, director, writer, and show. 4 times he got nominated.
Fucking A, he's going to clean it.
I know. And look, I love Atlanta. It was a great show.
So good.
Great show. And the fucking... this Hulu show, The Handmaid's Tale, that everybody keeps telling us about.
Oh, with that...
Elizabeth Moss. Everybody, like, friends of ours, the last function we were at, were like, oh my God, have you seen... it's just crazy amazing.
So I think they worked with her on something, though. The friends that we were with.
Maybe. But...
but still, she's apparently
It got nominated
amazing.
For a gajillion things.
Yeah.
And it's Hulu, and I was just like, oh, shit. Anything is possible now. Anything is fucking possible.
All right. I guess that's what up. What else got nominated? I don't know.
Veep, The Usual Suspects.
The usual stuff, yeah. Right? Nothing out of the ordinary where you're like, yes. Big Little Lies, I guess, will probably be.
Big Little Lies. Whew.
Killed.
So good. So good.
I've seen. I don't know. All I can think is the Defiant ones.
Oh, you know
right
who else got nominated? You're going to like this.
Okay.
Leah Remini for her Scientology show.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, is Chef's Table up for anything?
I'm sure it is,
yeah.
Actually.
But they don't show it? It's like at the weird little ones where they don't show?
Yes. So they have a Emmys of like Arts and Academy Sciences and, you know, some other fucking bullshit. And like, the only reason I know this, you know
where
why?
It's like best... yeah.
It's best technical shit, best mm-hmm. guest shit, reality
shit, cooking shit, all that other stuff. Yeah.
And then, by the way, there's best short form this year. So it's like Funny or Die got nominated like 7 times for shit. And I was just like, oh.
Boy.
Yeah. Boring. but you know why I know that is I work those awards. And it might have been my first or second job in LA was working those awards because I had to work the Emmys themselves afterwards. I did the Governor's Ball and that whole shit. I was a fucking waiter at them. It's right out of college. And I worked the Academy and, you know, Science Awards for the Emmys. It was the week before.
Right.
So they do that a week before and then they pre-tape it and they show those like clips of them throughout the Emmys of like, oh yeah. And here are the winners of the bullshit awards. And then they cut back to those, right?
Yeah.
Those awards, by the way, you want to talk about Welcome to Hollywood? Those awards were heartbreaking. Heartbreaking to work.
Because it was like
the real people.
People that
so
do
it was,
the fucking work.
Who spend a million hours in there. So it was the editors. It was the graphics guys. It was the special effects guys. It was everybody who actually works their ass off on a TV show.
Yeah.
Crazy hours for like shitty pay. It was those awards. And like... they were dressed up in because you still have to dress up in tuxedos.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting fucked up. And they hire some celebrity who pretends that they care about the actual award ceremony themselves. But truthfully, they wish they were hosting the real Emmys.
Right.
And so you're sitting in this room and you're just like, oh, my God. And I had to watch this go down. And it's, you know, it's 3
That's
hours.
Shitty.
I know. And it's like, you know, costumes. Makeup artists.
More technical because the costumes and makeup are on the grand stage.
No,
of the Emmys.
Those aren't the grand stage people.
In the Oscars, they are.
In the Oscars, they are.
Okay,
but it's for one movie, one singular movie. Like
right,
this is
right.
drama, comedy, the whole thing.
Oh,
so like,
boy.
Oh yeah, you really go through all of it where you're like, and at the time you don't really realize how sad it is until afterwards where you're, you know, fuck. Produce a million fucking movies and TV shows at this point where you're like, oh fuck, these are the real goddamn people who do this shit. and you like, you looking back, you feel terrible. Feel terrible about it. But you know, that'll lead me to my revolutionary figure of the day. And you might say, hey Ross, why end on such a fucking bummer for the revolutionary figure of the day?
Hey Ross.
Go ahead.
Why end on such a bummer for the revolutionary figure of the day?
Glad you asked me that, James.
Okay.
Because I'm going to get to the first ever Emmy Awards. January 25th, 1949. They were held at the Hollywood Athletic Club. Yeah. So anybody who thinks they're fucking amazing or so grand and glorious, like, I want you to remember that the fucking Emmy started the Hollywood Athletic Club, which is, fuck you. Have you been there before?
What? Where is it? Like, what are the streets?
It's like Ivar and Sunset. Yeah. It's this little tiny place, maybe old 300 or 400 people.
Sure.
It's a fucking, it might as well be a goddamn banquet hall at the Marriott in Kansas City. This is where this started off at.
Well, you got to start somewhere, you know?
Exactly. So
you got to start somewhere.
But my point is this. Just because you're the actual Emmys, like, let's not pretend you were always fucking rad because you weren't. So in 1949, the awards were only given to Los Angeles area programming, not like global shit. Tickets were $5. The show was broadcast on the local station, KTSL. Which is like a less than a million people had this fucking thing.
Right.
They had 6 awards given. They had most outstanding television personality. That was a man or a woman, by the way.
I like it.
Yeah. And it ended up going to a woman, it says. Shirley Dinsdale and her puppet sidekick, Judy Splinters, for the Judy Splinter Show.
Oh my
Which
gosh.
Sounds like a classic Jables character.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
This
is Judy.
Exactly. The second award was the Station Award for Outstanding Overall Achievement, which went to KTLA. And the only reason
for them.
Yeah, which is still around, by the way. Still around to this day, KTLA, which is Channel 9 in LA. And here's the beauty of this. The reason why they won this award was because they had the first commercial television station west of the Mississippi River.
Oh,
that is no lie.
God.
No lie. Third award, the technical award, was for an engineer in camera technology, Charles Misak, of the Don Lee Television. Oh, I love that show. Fourth award, the best film made for television, The Necklace, which was a half-hour adaptation of Guy de Maupassant's classic short story.
What?
Never fucking heard of that, bro. Never fucking heard of that. The most popular, number 5, is the most popular television program. That was The Pantomime Quiz. Love that. Huge fan fave. And you're going to love this. The final one for number 6, and this is the best one. This was a special Emmy award that was presented to Louis McManus for designing the statuette of the fucking Emmy itself. So essentially, Louis won an Emmy for designing the statue of the Emmy of which he created.
But don't the producers...
So wouldn't he just give himself the Emmy for creating the Emmy?
Well, that's what he created it.
He did.
For his exact mantle.
He did, yeah. He did.
Whatever. Don't producers get like the best producing for the last Emmys like sometimes?
For reality like, show, they'll be like, oh,
whatever.
Hey,
and they're like, go up to the booth. Yeah, and it's like the producer of that show wins, whatever.
Yeah.
Ding 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 ding.
A ding 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 ding.
And for Jables and Judy Splinters, this is the Ross Patterson Revolution.
Wow, I'm gonna let you have that tonight, Javes. This is a fun one. This was a late one. Now it's time we had both. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the world premiere of my new hit song and summer anthem, Zima and Jollies. Roll that shit, Jables.
In 2008, they took the greatest malt beverage off the shelves, smashed up all the bottles. But now, for a limited time, back, baby. Yeah. Let's make that shit permanent. Let's go. All day, so at night I drink clearly. Got cotton mouth, so I keep a Zima near me. It's summertime, so grab a six and some Jollies. I might grab a Becky and some Molly. About to hit the beach up and I'm finna get lit. I got a full Yeti and a girl up on my dick. Squeezing off these rappers like I'm squeezing on a trigger. Once the range drops, I see her eyes getting bigger. A little carbonation, it's about to get fizzy. Shake it back and forth and I'm about to get busy. Two or three of them makes the white girls get dizzy.
No Cosby.
Damn, Zima got me rapping like Iggy.
I want my Zimas and Jollies. Give me my Zimas and Jollies.
My biggity bowl game so tight I need a motherfucking playoff. Cheers to Miller Coors for taking Zima out the layoff. I'm a single man using Tinder to survive. And I need this malt beverage to help me slide between them thighs. I've been drinking this shit since before I've been vaping. And I'm rocking this romper like a serpent on Sabian. A man like me makes you question your sexuality. The rigid observance of rules is a formality. Now that Zima's back, I'll stay off the dark internet. Used to order from a Thai lady boy and some fishnets. If they pull it off the shelves again, I'll keep a stash like Sam Ellis.
Don't worry, Zima.
I think I'm good. I don't know who you with.
Seriously, I need my fucking Zimas and Jollies. Where the fuck are my Zimas and Jollies? Somebody give me my Zimas and Jollies.
God damn. This Rambo's riding up on me like John Wayne. I wonder what Amazon's return policy is like after 90 days. Fuck it. My mom bought me this shit anyways. Yo, somebody throw me another Zima.